Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of November 2018, and this is the 922nd Moll Out Loud podcast, or possibly the 923rd. It is the first time I have made a podcast in this way since the 663rd. I'm not entirely sure what the universe is telling me at the moment, but my telephone died today. It refuses to be recharged. And, of course, I'm in the middle of the nowhere, so there's nothing, absolutely nothing I can do about it. And there are two unuploaded podcasts on the phone that I recorded during my journey. I recorded one at Lyon railway station, and another I recorded this morning. I went for a walk around La Bastide, Les Pères, Rambanc. I'm sorry, I've mispronounced that, but I will do so properly soon when I've discovered how it is pronounced. But I am at my destination, at La Muse, and in a lovely room, and I'm putting my feet up. So this morning I did a podcast walking around or hobbling around and stopping at places and taking photos to put up with the podcasts, and well, they're all inaccessible, so that's a bit of a pity. It is a bit of a pity not having my phone, because it was also, apart from not being able to make phone calls or receive them, more to the point, I'm recording on my iPad and I can't fit it into my back pocket. And without my hands, it's tricky. Trickier caught carting a bigger thing around. And rather less discreet too. So anyway, I do have this alternative, which is great. So I'm grateful for that, and long may it recharge. I'm sort of pausing here for a moment because I feel a bit discombobulated about where I left off and what I had already said, and whether to recapitulate. I will a little, because they're clearly not going to get this fixed for a while. But so I travelled up from Geneva yesterday morning and was quite worried about Lyon, because I was going to have to change trains and I had a suitcase and I wasn't sure how I would move it with crutches, and so I worked out from the website that there was a lift on the platforms, and when I got there the lift was out of service, and so I'd realised that the rest of the platform was empty, except for a railway worker way up the platform. So I sort of yelled at him, waving one of my sticks in the air, and told him that I couldn't get down. And he responded in a torrent of French that I really couldn't quite understand, and then left me. And I thought that what he was saying was that I should wait where I was and that someone would come. But it was quite a tense time as the clock moved forward and I knew that my train was, the train I needed to catch was closer to leaving. But at the last minute, a wheelchair arrived with someone and I sat in it and had my suitcase on my lap and a backpack on top of that and my crutches on top of that, and we hurtled through the station to my next train. And of course, when I booked it, it was up. I was mobile, and it was upstairs with a lovely view, but not very accessible for me with the suitcase again. And one of the great things about having the wheelchair person there then was that they ordered another wheelchair to meet my train in Carcassonne. So it was great, actually, and it was a free service, really good to know about. And I was met by other writers and our host. We drove to the supermarket and bought and loaded up a week's worth of supplies and then came back to a welcoming meal here. I was so tired, I could hardly keep my eyes open, but it was great, lovely crowd. And today I'm just resting. It was quite a strain, really, in retrospect, yesterday. Just getting about and getting the shopping and negotiating stairs in a different place. I'm glad I'm familiar with this place. I'm glad I knew what I was coming to. I think I might not have imagined it to be as tricky as it is, but I knew how tricky it would be. And it's quite, quite manageable. And it's very, very beautiful. It was beautiful coming through the Rhône yesterday morning with my first train journey. We were in the Rhône Valley and it was quite grey, but there were these lovely wisps of mist coming off the river. And as we drove west, it became lighter and lighter, and here in Carcassonne it feels like late September. It's very mild, and the light is quite different, but still very beautiful. When I say still, I mean I do love bleakness, but it hasn't quite reached the bleak stage. It hasn't reached bleak stage yet. But it was beautiful sitting out in the sun this morning and this afternoon, eating my breakfast. And I can hear owls at night, and there's a little chapel that's almost built onto this building, which rings on the hour, and it very, very generously repeats the hour that it's ringing the bell, so that you can count from one and you don't get that sort of, when your ears are tuned to a bell partway through and you've got no idea how many times it's chimed. I'm speaking in rather a low voice here because this is silent time and I'm not sure how much can be heard through the walls. So I do hope that you can hear what I'm saying. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, that you've enjoyed becoming involved with whatever's most important to you. that any tiny adventure or bigger adventure you've been having has been solved. And, well, thank you very much for listening, and I shall attempt to continue to podcast, but it is kind of getting trickier and trickier. I'm wondering, yes, what the lesson is to be got from this. Maybe it is about staying put, not communicating, really entering a different space. But I'm not sure yet, and I'm going to be completely open to whatever presents itself. So this is it for now, and I hope it'll unload. I realise I've now missed a second MailChimp. Yep, I have. I'm pretty sure I have. I might be able to work it out and just see where my brain is. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.